I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They get back out to the practice field today. Coaches speaking with the media, answering questions about everything that's going on. Zach Robinson, confident that they're going to get it figured out. Hopefully that happens on Sunday. We'll let you hear from him coming up in about 20 minutes. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider at 1:20, an hour away from the AMA as well.
Yeah, they better get it damn fixed. I mean.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, It's getting late fast.
Getting late early.
It
always does here in Atlanta, doesn't it?
It sure does, huh? You know what I mean? Hey, it's, what's the name this weekend, right? Daylight saving time?
Oh, I thought it was Halloween.
Halloween.
That's right. Fall back from Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah, Halloween is Friday.
Friday night, yeah.
Oh, man. A Friday night Halloween.
I know.
What can go wrong?
Dream come true as a kid.
Go damn wrong.
Just absolutely perfect. Now as an adult, it's like, oh, what a nightmare.
Exactly.
People are going to be knocking on the door way too late.
Yeah, man. Just like.
It should have been somewhere else than Utah for game day, coming in off of a Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Where's where they went?
I don't know. Someplace where people have fun.
Yeah.
Stay up late into the night.
Yeah.
Do wild stuff. The cocktail party would be a good place to be. Now, that's Florida's fault.
That's Florida's fault.
That they're not there. It's on Florida.
It's Texas's fault.
Okay.
They should be at Vandy.
Yeah.
Again, two weeks straight.
Back to back. No, now they're at Texas this week, so they could be in Austin.
Yeah, then do that.
It's Penn State's fault. They would be at that game if Penn State didn't suck. Like, there's, you know, there's a lot of other
big
places.
Big Noon kickoff still going to that
they
game.
Probably Are assumed they? That they, well, they have to. Yeah. Ohio State's there. I mean, Big Noon kickoff has to follow Ohio State around pretty much.
But that's, I mean, man. I was like, damn, it is on Friday, huh? Yeah, well.
What are you guys doing?
We always do. We go to the trick-or-treaters' houses, ones we always go to.
What kind of costumes are we talking about?
Sammy got some costume with something that is like a scary looking dude.
All right.
And Bash is going to be Oscar.
The Grouch?
Yeah. yeah, Bash is going to be
Oscar. Somebody got a trash can to put him in.
Huh?
You got a trash can to wheel him around in?
No. He's going to have to.
Bro, if he pops out of a trash can, he's
he's going to be Oscar. I'm just the mule. I just dragged the wagon.
I mean, you're Oscar's dad.
Which is pretty. I just dragged the wagon.
You got an Oscar shirt and everything.
I know, dude. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. And then I know him and his best buddy talking about having sleepover the crib. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. But, of course, please, Dad. Like, what did mama say? She said it's up to you. Don't ever tell me when something's up to me, because I'm going to say no.
Perfect. The answer's no.
Say no.
Oh, I'm the final vote?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No teenage sleepovers, actually. That sounds awful.
No.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Just in case you missed it, this happened yesterday.
19th in Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Brad Jr. gives the Jays the lead.
Turns out Shohei Ohtani is in fact human.
Yeah, you hang a breaking pitch to Vlad Jr.
He's gonna park it.
He's gonna pound it and make you pay for it, and that's what happened there. I like that this is what's happening because it was just kind of I thought it was annoying and dismissive the way that everyone was talking about how the Dodgers were just gonna beat them and it was gonna be easy and they don't have a chance. Well, the series is tied 2-2 and they took them to 18 in Game 3. So nobody told the Brewers or told the Blue Jays they didn't have a chance. Which I love. And they got likable players on that team. Vlad Jr.'s awesome. I hope it goes 7, and I hope the Blue Jays win.
Looking like a mic. So it's best of three now. So game 5 tonight, 8 o'clock. Yesavage versus Blake Snell. Should be another dandy. So after the game yesterday in the Dodgers locker room, so, you know, you do all this work, or maybe not, to get, you know, a press pass. I'm sure you've earned that right to go to the World Series and represent whoever you're representing. Why make it all the way to Mookie Betts' locker and ask this silly stuff?
When you go to bed tonight, put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about Shohei? Will you think about Freddie? What jumps out at you?
I'm probably not going to think about another man while I'm in bed.
Fair enough.
Is that the best you can come up with?
These people who get in locker rooms become such dumbasses now.
Why would you even... Are you going to think about Freddie Freeman when you go to bed tonight? Like, why would you even... Like,
Yeah, I don't even. I'm trying to think of what the goal of the question was.
Exactly. There was none.
Was like.
No, he was trying to get a chuckle.
What's on your mind coming out of the first four games? Or I don't know.
Well, Freddie and Shohei have pretty much carried the Dodgers. Maybe, you know, Mookie hadn't done a whole lot. But, I mean, while, if you're going to ask him anything,
yeah.
Would it not be the other team maybe you're thinking?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about Vlad Jr. when you're...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I can understand where they're trying to go. I don't know where he was trying to go with that one. I don't know. I don't know.
What the hell is going on? I need to talk to Shot.
I don't know why.
Why is this TV channel that he works for showing all the Florida highlights of them make it against us last year when we won the game. The interceptions and everything. Shot, you need to fix that.
They're trying to make Georgia mad.
Got to fix that, Shot.
Revenge.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Way to go.
For the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know. I just don't ever remember, like, hearing what was going on in locker rooms. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember hearing questions that people... I'm sure people have asked mediocre questions for a long time. Maybe they're worse now.
I think everything is a point now. It's not wanting an answer anymore. It's wanting a reaction.
Yeah, you're looking for a moment.
Yeah.
What are you even looking for there?
I don't know.
But that's because it's a new thing now. It's like everybody, you're looking for a reaction now.
But I always say the same
not
thing.
Not necessarily an answer.
I don't know who that guy is. I'm not trying to, like, he may be very good at his job
or
whatever.
He's not. Because a good reporter wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know how to ask questions. And I think a part of that is we're losing so much in terms of the way that people used to earn the ability and access
to be able to be in there.
And it just, you know, you used to have to take this step and then this step. And like that question there, you probably would have asked the high school baseball coach and got shot down to learn to not ask a question like that when you get, you know what I mean? Because nobody's great at interviewing people the first time they do it.
Yeah.
You learn how to do it as time goes on. And I think the process by which a lot of that stuff is earned doesn't take place anymore.
I guess because it's the Dodgers.
That guy also might be 70 years old and has been doing this for 50 years, so I don't know. I don't know who that was.
You know, since they probably issue like 1,000 press passes because
I'll give it to you. He's a dumbass, Andy.
A lot of people can get him that maybe
I don't know. I don't know the guy. But
you know who asks great questions? Kids. What's better or more wholesome than Jameis Winston sitting down with some kids?
What position you play?
I play quarterback.
So you're Jackson Dart?
No, I'm not Jackson Dart. I'm Jameis Winston. If you have any job in the world, what would it be?
Be an NFL player.
NFL player? Come on, man. What are you willing to do to be an NFL player?
Work my hardest for LA. And be loyal and be respectful.
If you want to be an NFL player, you got to have you don't necessarily got to have a good team, but you got to be willing to work with your team. As a leader, you got to be lead that team regardless.
What's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate is a teammate that's loyal, that works hard, and empties the tank. They give all they got every single time.
There you go. You don't necessarily have to have a good team. You just got to be a good teammate.
That was a good answer.
That was a great answer.
Great answer.
That was a good answer.
Great answer.
I thought he was going to go a different direction and say...
Me?
No, the man above.
Oh.
That's the ultimate best teammate. I thought that's what he was going to say.
That's a very Jameis answer, too.
Yeah. I thought he was going to go that route. But the generic what makes a good teammate was also a good answer, too.
100%. So, Andy, this
growth of a man.
This is a good one for us because Lamar Jackson's all about the business for the rest of the NFL season, all the way to where he removed all the fun out of the Baltimore Ravens locker room.
I told Kaniko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games, ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, it would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us. You know, but,
Mr. Steve.
Yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work to do.
I love
still
it.
Favorites to win the North.
I love it. I love the fact that it was him and not the coaching staff that did that. I love the fact because I'm just like, this is how I've always been. Like, what the hell you need a ping pong table in the locker room for? Now, this ain't college where you got to have this stuff to attract a player. Whatever. But again, it's a gambling aspect. They gamble. We just ain't playing no ping pong.
A little friendly.
Yeah, we just ain't playing no ping pong.
Friendly.
I've never thought
pong.
About it like that.
Yeah. And I mean, Bo,
stacks sitting on
Bo,
a ping pong
there's
table?
Nothing in a NFL locker room that is not gambled on.
All that Madden gets pretty.
Everything is everything. Everything. Can I make this shot? Can I throw my dirty socks into the trash bin? Like, everything is bet on. Everything.
if they turn it around, it's going to be because of that.
Oh, man. 100%.
Not because Lamar came back from injury the defense got healthy. Because
they're going to get
Derrick Henry stopped fumbling it in crunch time.
Yes.
It is going to be because the ping pong table was removed from the locker room.
Eat it up.
Leadership.
Eat it up, baby.
It's just leadership.
So we all have the boss's number, right? Like we all have Mike's number. So it only like makes sense.
Should we give it out?
No. Uh-oh. We shouldn't probably give it out. Freaky Mike, though. It only makes sense that NFL owners have Roger Goodell's number, and I've never really thought about this, but how much do you think Roger Goodell gets complaints from owners every Sunday when it comes to things like officiating?
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Here's Roger.
Yeah, you know they're coming, but I usually send a few myself. I mean, when I'm sitting at home, I can sit with my pad and I'm writing down notes the whole time about things I see, things I want to see, things that we should do better. And my staff hates it because I come in Monday morning with every play that I would call a controversy or significant impact. And we look at those.
Of course.
They His phone's got to blow up every Sunday.
Of course, man. I
bet he's got multiple phones.
Yes.
Do you think he answers all those?
No.
Like when he sees a particularly crappy called game.
Like when Jerry calls him?
Goodness.
No, that's...
Does he have Jerry Jones blocked?
when Jerry calls him?
Jerry Jones gets picked up 10% of the time.
Yeah.
Like he's got the lowest completion percentage in the league. Because I bet he calls him every single Sunday.
I mean...
You know?
Roger?
No, we don't have
time. Just complaining about everything.
Not this week.
Roger?
We're good on this one this week.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, no, I mean...
Hey, baby, it's Jerry. Answer for me.
What do you think Jerry's contact name is in Roger Goodell's phone?
That's Jerry. A great question. Jera.
Geriatric.
Whiny-ass Jera.
Oil spots. Oily. Oily. Join Sports Radio 9 today game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call and react after every Falcons game. I bet it was on fire this past week.
God, can you imagine?
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyer. Immediately after every time.
Yeah, bless. I bet. Chris Thomas.
Boy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Rob Tribble and all the people that have done that show for all these years.
Who produces the show? Like who's the engineer? The one that picks up the phone for the Falcons flyover. Because bless them too.
Because they have to talk to him.
They got to talk to him first. Exactly.
They got to prep him.
Okay. Is it Noel?
Okay, Al. Al. Let me put you on hold.
Hold on.
Okay, hold. Just don't cuss.
You're not on the air yet.
All right, we're gonna get to you. Because not everybody knows. Like you think when it picks up, you're going.
Yes.
It's like no. Put you on hold. They'll get to you. Let's hope for a fun Falcons flyover on Sunday afternoon/evening. Let's hope. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. Let you hear from some of the Falcons coaching staff from today as they turn the page and get ready for the Patriots on Sunday afternoon. What?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.